Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a ton of respect for that organization. I spent four of my early years there coordinating Super Bowl, first game in this stadium before 9/11, close with the mayor, Tisch family. You know, they found a little spark with that quarterback. I was talking to John Mayer not too long ago, and I said we were hoping that change would have happened long after our game.
Dang! Sean Payton, who's a jackass, taking a shot there at Russell Wilson. And that was such a pot shot that Russell Wilson, who's basically a football robot, goes on Twitter to take a shot back at Sean Payton, which I think is fair game.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote, "Classless but not surprised. Didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15 plus years later through the media. Hashtag let's ride," which killed me.
Wow.
Every single Russell Wilson tweet ends with hashtag let's ride. He could be like Corinthians 13:46 hashtag let's ride. That's just how Russ rolls. You really gotta be a jerk to get Russell Wilson lashing out at you. That guy doesn't have a hair out of place.
Right.
That guy doesn't step for one iota out of line. And I've always thought, and I've heard this too from people who have been around him, that Sean Payton's a jerk. Now, Sean Payton's a really good coach, and look what he's done with Bo Nix, but he took no responsibility for his failures with Russell Wilson. It was all Russell Wilson's fault. Didn't Mike Tomlin and Arthur Smith make the playoffs with Russell Wilson last year?
They did.
So they were able to do what Sean Payton wasn't, right? That's not the only former Steelers quarterback taking it on the chin yesterday. Woody Johnson, the owner of the New York Jets, was in some hotel lobby. The Jets are 0-7. Woody Johnson on the play of his quarterback, Justin Fields.
It looks like he's turning around parts of it. You know, it's hard when you have a quarterback with, you know, with a rating that we've got, you know. He has the ability, but something just is not jiving. But if you look at any head coach with a quarterback like that, you're going to see similar results if you go across the league. Have to play consistently with, you know, at that position, and that's what we're going to try to do for the remainder of the season.
So what gives you hope then?
I just think defense, special teams are doing better. The defense is pretty good, and if we can just complete a pass, we look good. You know, we got to complete some passes. You got to convince them that you can do something. Otherwise, it's hard to have a game that you could win.
Woody Johnson saying his quarterback just needs to be able to complete a pass.
Yes.
Football Talk and the Fan presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. You can also count on the Jets losing games, no matter who their quarterback is. Last year, Rodgers went 5-12. He played every single game. He got better as the season wore on, and again, they went 5-12. Justin Fields, just for reference, went 4-2 with the Steelers last year, a quarterback rating of 93. This year he's got a quarterback rating of 91. It's not all that different. And the Steelers were 4-2 in those games.
Right.
So we were just talking about Mike Tomlin and the X's and O's and how head coaches around the NFL may view Mike Tomlin. How about Arthur Smith? Seriously. Russell Wilson played bad football down the stretch, but there was a stretch before that where he played great football. Justin Fields arguably played the best football of his career through six games here.
Well,
in
Pittsburgh. It is the best because of what he got paid to go to the Jets. It's the best football of his career. And with going 4-2 and the way that he protected the ball and the way he played because he got, what, 20? What
20 a season.
20 a season.
40 overall. Yeah. You're right.
You know who's willing to pay that or who did pay that?
Woody Damn Johnson.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give Arthur Smith some credit here, man. Now, Aaron Rodgers was not as bad as the national media made him out to be last year. I think that's evidenced by watching him play this year. He could not have been that bad last year. Maybe a slow start because he was coming back from the Achilles injury, but statistically, very good. Threw a bunch of touchdown passes, largely protect the football. But the Jets are the Jets, and so they're going to lose. Russell Wilson gets benched in New York, and I'm not saying he didn't deserve to get benched in New York, but he gets benched after a couple of games because Brian Daboll's trying to save his ass, and guess what he just did? Had a historically bad loss with Jackson Dart.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, historically bad. It's like 6,001 now teams that are leading by that much going into the fourth quarter, and they're the one. Meanwhile, Arthur Smith had Justin Fields protecting the football. He had 10 touchdowns overall to one interception in the games that he started. And Russell Wilson, they scored 37 points against the Jets. They put points up against the Giants. They were able to go on the road and beat the Washington Commanders. We know it all fell apart. But the last few years of Russell Wilson's career, when he looks back, the best that he's going to have looked wasn't with Sean Payton, wasn't with Brian Daboll. It was with Arthur Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where things go for Justin Fields moving forward, but I think it might be the same thing. And Aaron Rodgers, while he wasn't as bad as the national media painted him out to be last year, has been significantly better this year. His quarterback rating is like 12 points higher.
Soak it up now. Because Arthur Smith is as good as gone.
Well, that's where I'm going with this, man, because it's not just the Steelers, guys. And this is why I will separate he and Tomlin. Look at me, what I'm doing here. Arthur Smith was the offensive coordinator of the Tennessee Titans in 2019 and 2020. Guess who had their best two seasons in 2019 and 2020?
Derrick Henry.
For sure.
Oh, I mean, you're saying quarterback?
Yeah.
Oh, Ryan Tannehill?
Yep. Ryan Tannehill in 2019 threw 22 touchdowns and 6 interceptions with a quarterback rating of 117.5. That's got to be among the best quarterback ratings in a single season in the history of the NFL, if not the best. 2020. I'll stop naming stats in a second here and get out of your way. 33 touchdowns, 7 picks for Ryan Tannehill. A quarterback rating of 106.5. So in 2 years, 55 touchdown passes and 13 picks for Ryan Tannehill. First year after Arthur Smith was gone, 21 touchdowns, 14 interceptions. The year before Ryan Tannehill got there, he was in Miami, 17 touchdowns, 19 picks. The year before that, 19 and 12, 24 and 12. He was not a great player. He was a great player for 2 years. Arthur Smith deserves credit for that. And I think people are going to pay attention because the narrative on Rodgers was he's cooked. Rodgers looks damn good. I don't think you're going to have Arthur Smith beyond this year. And the more I've thought about it, the more upset I become because maybe we should trust this guy to develop a young quarterback if they should draft one next year. But I think if...
Yeah,
if,
but you're also leaving out the years in Atlanta.
I am. Those quarterbacks, far as I'm concerned, unfixable.
Yeah, and, but Ridder was drafted there.
Yeah, but Ridder's...
I know. I'm just saying. I mean, that you could get your Desmond Ridder here, too, and it could be... you just don't know. But I'd rather take my chances with Arthur Smith at this point than a lot of other offensive coordinators.
I think
that's what you're saying.
I'm with you. And I think if Rodgers, who's on pace to throw more touchdowns this year than any quarterback in Steelers history, that's nuts. If he does that, you're right, Arthur Smith's as good as gone.
He's gone.
We talked about it on Monday. What side of the ball do you trust more right now, offense or defense? It's absolutely the offense. They're one of the top offenses in the NFL in red zone scoring percentage as far as touchdowns are concerned. They're now a top 10 offense in the NFL after the Monday night games got played. And they're doing it with tight ends and a 41-year-old quarterback.
Yep.
I think Arthur Smith, to your point, is going to be gone, and I'm bummed out by that. What say you at 412-928-9370? Can you look at Arthur Smith and say he might be a quarterback guru? Alan Saunders just wrote something about this on his website, too, and it was really good. And we tend to be hypercritical about our team, and Arthur Smith does it in a weird way. But he's doing a good job for this team.
Yep.
And he's historically, as an OC, done a really good job with quarterbacks. 412-928-9370. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The station, if you missed it, won a Marconi, which is the highest honor in radio. Large market radio station of the year. Harry has been pulling highlights from our last year as a show. This is the year of the Fan Morning Show, the year of 93.7 The Fan. Harry, which one of these is your favorite?
The one from August 15th.
Is that one even in here? It is.
Garrett Green, over under 2.5 catches.
I'll give it to my guy. Sure, over.
I'm going to go over.
I have a Garrett Green football jersey.
That is so cool. Servassier Dennis, over under... Servassier Dennis over under 2.5 tackles.
Under.
I have a Servassier Dennis jersey that I'm never going to wear again.
Oh, cool.
Sweet. Great story.
Do you think Arthur Smith can develop the next great Steelers quarterback? 412-928-9370. Would you hate to lose him? Give us a ring on the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest name in Pittsburgh sports media of the 125th U.S. Open from Oakmont, ladies and gentlemen, Nicholas Harry Kalas.
At least pick somebody that can swing a golf club. Like, goddamn.
Hey, I could swing a golf
you
club.
Stink.
I shot a 113 at
113. I'm upset.
I did watch maybe 5 minutes of the U.S. Open too, which is ironic.
You watched 5 minutes? Just playing some memorable moments from over the year because 93.7 The Fan won a Marconi, the highest honor in radio, large market station of the year. Not just sports station, best radio station in the country. What up? And thank you, the listeners, for making this happen. We do this for free. Well, we get paid, but you can consume this medium for free.
Yes.
We entertain you every single day, and you don't have to pay a dime. What a service we provide the community, Doran. Just entertaining the people for 4 hours and 20 minutes every single day.
Best.
412-928-9370. Woody Johnson comes out and rips his quarterback, Justin Fields, says he can't complete a pass. Meanwhile, Sean Payton comes out and says, oh yeah, we're not happy that they benched Russell Wilson because we got to play him this weekend, and now they got Jackson Dart. So two former Steelers quarterbacks taking it on the chin. Meanwhile, the Steelers went 4-2 with Justin Fields and made the playoffs with Russell Wilson last year. Shouldn't Arthur Smith get some credit for that? 412-928-9370. And there's a part of you worry that he's going to leave because wouldn't you want him developing your next quarterback? 412-928-9370. You made a good point about Atlanta where he was the head man. And He did have Ritter. And when it was the young quarterbacks, it wasn't so great. Where we know that Arthur Smith has thrived, you take unwanted parts from Miami and Ryan Tannehill, who always had the talent, but he's a veteran. He comes in, exceeds. Aaron Rodgers, who was good statistically last year, but not great. Now he's playing great football and statistically great football. He's been better here. The veterans have come in here and played their best football. And maybe then he can't be trusted to develop a young guy. I'd like to give it a shot.
Yeah, for sure. If he was here. But I don't even know. I think we're in a spot right now where we don't even know if the Steelers are going to take a quarterback.
Correct. That too. I don't want him to leave. And it's because Todd Haley got hired. That was an Art Rooney II hire. Arthur Smith got hired. I think Tomlin had a big say in that, but I think that was also a Rooney hire, like a 50-50 deal. There's no guarantee that the next offensive coordinator that you hire is going to be good at the job. Randy Fichtner wasn't. No offense.
Well, I think that if Arthur Smith does leave, I think you should go the route of a former head coach again. I think that whoever gets fired, I mean, maybe not. Maybe Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, baby.
You know? He's probably a better OC. I would go that route again. I wouldn't go after an up-and-comer or position coach.
No.
I'd go with somebody that has like the head coach mentality but is kind of knocked down a peg to call plays again. That's where I would go.
I'm with you on that. I don't want to take a guess. I don't want to take a stab. I want to get a guy that has done it before and has done it at a high level. And Arthur Smith had. Like Arthur Smith, it wasn't a great tenure, of course. He won 7 games each of his 3 seasons in Atlanta, but he got the job because he was an elite offensive coordinator. He had good weapons, but he was an elite offensive coordinator. And last year, you know, I think in retrospect, for them to get out of that offense, what they got out of it, I think was actually a pretty good job. And they got banged up down the stretch, not to make excuses, even though I am. I think about Mike McDaniel. That's a good one, man. 5th in yards, 6th in points in 2022. They were great in 2023 offensively. And then at San Francisco, I mean, Kyle Shanahan was there. They were a great offense. If Arthur Smith walks out the door to replace Bill Belichick or to go coach somewhere in the NFL as a head coach, Mike McDaniel's going to get fired, you would think, probably before the Steelers play them later on in the season. Yeah, that's a guy I'd absolutely be interested in. No question about it. I'd hate to lose Arthur Smith, though. 412-928-9370. KP in the car. Kenny Pickett? Hello.
No, sir. I wish. Just kind of wanted to say good morning to you guys and kind of touch on the OC situation. I would like to see Arthur Smith come back at least another year, maybe a year and 2 years, to see kind of where, if we do have a young quarterback come in, to see where he can go. But if not, you know, I'd like to see a guy like Frank Wright maybe get another shot. I mean, yeah, he's a little like, you know, old but like, and thin in the tooth, but he knows what he's doing as far as offensive football.
I don't hate that at all.
Frank Reich is like triple dipping right now. I think after this year with Stanford, I think he's done. And I think he's still getting paid from Indy, Carolina, and probably getting a little salary from Stanford.
God. As we find out, man, being an unemployed coach or like moonlighting for multiple jobs, that's like the way to go.
Yeah.
Like James Franklin's just, he could bathe in cash right now if he wants to. And you know what he doesn't have to do this weekend? Get prepared to play a damn football game.
They put up, what was the team? It was for a vacancy. It may have been Florida. It may have been Florida, but they put up like the names of potential next head coaches and they put up graphics next to them of like the team that they're on or previously on. And next to James Franklin's name, his odds were like, and I think you had like the second best odds to be the next Florida coach. Next to his name was a graphic of the beach. Just chilling.
I mean, I even think about Neil Brown from West Virginia, right? He gets fired. He gets this considerable buyout. Now he's an assistant at Texas. So there's not a lot of offsetting dollars there. So he's just making money to be the guy that helps, and if they fail, which they have, he doesn't get any of the scorn for it. And next year, if he wants to, he'll go coach some group of 5 school or not. He's making like $17 million to do nothing. God bless.
Yep.
Arthur Smith leaving, if this continues, could also impact whether or not Rodgers comes back. They clearly have a great relationship. Things are working right now. There's a little bit of Rodgers flair on the offense. There's a little bit of the Arthur Smith, a lot of bit of the Arthur Smith with the tight ends. if Rodgers plays well all year, wants to come back, and Arthur Smith leaves, I could see that affecting whether or not he would want to come back.
What if Rodgers goes with Smith?
Oh, stop it. Don't do that to me. Because I'd sign in blood right now for Rodgers to come back.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. What if they're a package deal?
Mm-hmm.
They better pay Mr. Smith. 412-928-9370. We won a Marconi. We're playing highlights all morning long. People are on my side here on these flushable wipes on the text line. They're saying everybody should use them.
No, they're terrible for your plumbing.
Right. No, not the flushable ones.
Yes, they are.
No, the problem is Jake I'm using the non-flushable ones.
You can have a box of flushable golf balls. You can flush them. It doesn't mean it's good for your plumbing.
Right. True.
Did Callis just get a dub?
He did.
I think Callis just got a dub.
He did.
There you go. Moments like that brought us a Marconi Award. Coming up next, past is prologue, I think, in a key matchup for this Sunday night's football game. We'll explain when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Michael Parsons, can't say enough about him and his talents. You saw just the other day what he's capable of doing, and I think that's really indicative of the impact that a guy like him has. You better stay out of one-dimensional circumstances. You better stay on schedule. And in doing so, man, you really limit situations where he has an opportunity to take over. It can be, but it's certainly they're two different people in terms of what makes them great and how they get to the quarterback, but how they're deployed, the distribution of rushers, number of rushers, both groups play behind their four-man rush, both guys are edge players, both guys are capable of moving around to either side. And so the same could be said about any of the elite rushers, Max Crosby, Vegas, for example, they play behind their four-man rush. He moves around some. I just think that's what you do when you have elite players like those guys.
Mike Tomlin first singing the praises of Micah Parsons. And then he was asked, does what you guys did against Myles Garrett give you some faith that you can do it against Micah Parsons? And that was his answer to that question. I feel better about it. If Myles Garrett came up into Pittsburgh and had 3.5 sacks and wrecked the game, then my assumption would be Micah Parsons is going to do the same thing. Now he's utilized differently. He's a different kind of player. He's not as good against the run as Myles Garrett is. They'll line him up in different spots, whereas we didn't see a ton of that at all from Garrett against the Steelers, even though he's done that in the past. Do you feel a little bit better about Micah Parsons coming in here, given what Broderick Jones and company were able to do against Garrett?
Yeah, I think for the run element of it, too. I mean, with Spencer Anderson, but I feel like that they'll probably move him around, as you'd said. If they feel the Steelers are going to be very run heavy, they'll probably move him inside. They'll probably, you know, walk around, they'll stand up, do, you know, different things. But I do feel a little bit better. And, you know, the way Aaron Rodgers gets the ball out, and he's obviously watched a lot of the film and what he did last week, what Michael Parsons did last week, we wrecked that game. I feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's still going to probably get his at some point, but I feel better about the Steelers blocking it up.
He hadn't quite figured it out, Parsons, and now he has.
Yeah.
He's comfortable. He's up to speed. There was one particular pressure against the Cardinals where he's lined up on the outside shoulder of the tackle and wound up kicking the center's ass.
Yes.
He's a unicorn, man, and he doesn't stop. Like, he's a really fun player to watch. because he's like a Tasmanian devil out there. He'll throw a spin move. He's got every club in the bag. I think he's a different challenge than Garrett, but the fact that they had a great game plan to minimize Garrett's impact on the game, that only makes me feel more confident. They got to skip Trey Hendrickson last week, and the Bengals pass rush. My God. Here's the problem with Green Bay. Both Parsons and Rashawn Gary are tied with 5.5 sacks.
Yeah, two.
Yeah. And I know Cleveland's four-man pass rush is tough. I don't think they've got a player outside of Garrett who's as good as Gary, who was a first-round pick, and that dude's a stud.
Yep.
So you better be on your P's and Q's. And I don't know what you do, and we'll get into it later in the week, even though you won't be here because you're having a baby. I don't know if you want to be a run-first outfit because they're so good at stopping the run. You probably have to be just to keep them honest.
Yeah.
And to be at a bad, like Mike Tomlin just said, down in distance situations. But they only give up 75 yards a game on the ground. They got some studs. And I think their corners are probably the worst part of their secondary. There's the rub, right? Like, do we want to open ourselves up to Parsons wrecking this thing by dropping back and throwing a bunch? Or do we want to try to run into a brick wall? I think it's a great chess match between Arthur Smith and Jeff Hafley.
Yeah, he was at Pitt when I was at Pitt.
Did you like him?
Loved him. One of the nicest guys and coaches I've ever been around. Ever.
I asked that question not knowing the answer, and I got scared for a second there.
Ever.
Mike Tomlin was singing his praises.
Yeah, worked his way up. I mean, he was basically a GA, and then he was like a safeties coach, and then he was, you know, D-backs coach, and then, you know, obviously he's where he's at now.
He was Dino Tomlin's head coach at BC, wasn't he?
Yep.
Yeah. So you got the crossover here. You got Hafley, and you got the damn Boston College strength and conditioning staff. That's another thing. We were talking about coaches in the last segment. You got James Franklin getting paid not to work, Neil Brown getting paid not to work, and Jeff Hafley was like, I could be the head coach of Boston College, or I could go be the defensive coordinator in Green Bay. I think I'm going to go do the DC thing.
A lot easier to coach in the NFL.
I mean, and think about even Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly was like, I could be the head coach at UCLA, or I could go to damn Ohio State and call plays there. What would you rather do? Probably rather call plays. 412-928-9370. And now he's a Raider.
The Raiders.
Texter, it's really difficult being a fan of a team that has an imbecile as its head coach. Look, we'll go far to criticize Mike Tomlin. Come on. He's not an imbecile, though. Like, sometimes it goes way too far. Like, people understand he's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day, right? Think about what Dan Muse is doing. I think you make a legitimate argument that any guy who hangs around for as long as Sullivan did, hangs around for as long as Tomlin has, like, eventually it's just like, all right, you need to change just for change's sake. But to call him an imbecile, I think, is far too far. 412-928-9370. We won a Marconi. We're champions. An asteroid will hit Earth on December 22nd, 2032. If we know it's coming in 8 years, and there's now a 2.4% chance that it hits us, I feel like we got to put a team on that. Let's reappropriate some funds. Let's get a team on that. It's not funny, Callis.
That's how Pittsburgh solves problems. Like, we got to get a team on that.
That's exactly right. It's how Pittsburgh solves problems. We got to get a team on that.
We do got to get a team on that. You know what happened? They got a team on that. Thing's not supposed to hit us anymore.
Mm.
So we're playing highlights of the last year of our show to celebrate the station winning a Marconi Award, the highest honor in radio. Coming up next, we've talked about the matchup between the Steelers and Rashawn Gary and the Steelers and Micah Parsons. The other side of the ball is going to be a chore too, man. You've been worried about this for a couple of weeks, and I think for good reason. We'll get to that next.
It was nice. I mean, I actually learned a lot from you know, the video and, you know, him talking. I didn't know he ran a 4.4 at a 40. I didn't know he had the fastest time, but, you know, I just learned a lot from him, just the way he feels about football. You know, he's a football guy, and, you know, I always seen him on the sidelines. You know, I always seen him with us, but, you know, it just shows, you know, how much he really cares for us. You know, that means a lot.
That was Desmond Reed talking about Doran's speech at the Pitt football kickoff luncheon, playing some of the highlights from this last year of our radio show, our radio station, the number one in the country, large market station, according to Mr. Marconi. The highest honor in radio, baby. It's like we just won the radio Super Bowl. Yes! That was one of my favorite moments of the year.
Nice. Me too.
And I think Desmond Reed appreciated it. And they kind of got him on a pitch count right now. But that's good because when he's in there, he makes a huge difference. But that's not what we're talking about now. First, I'm telling you that the 50-minute mark on The Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Now we hear Mike Tomlin talk about this running back that Green Bay's got. He pretty damn good.
It starts with Josh Jacobs, and not only because of the circumstances that we're in coming off of a subpar performance in terms of stopping a run, but he's just a catalyst for a lot that goes on with them. He's a nuts and bolts player, man. He's really good. He's got a great run demeanor. His pile almost always falls the right way from his perspective. We've been familiar with him. We played against him recently when he was in Vegas. He has just been a big time acquisition for them. I think he's got 23 rushing touchdowns since they acquired him last year, and that's just a staggering number, but it speaks to his involvement in what it is that they do.
So that's Mike Tomlin talking about Josh Jacobs, who the statistics wouldn't wow you, like 3.7 yards a carry this year, down significantly from last year where he rushed for over 1,300 yards. But I think as far as that's concerned, he's a sleeping giant. What he has done is score multiple rushing touchdowns in three straight games. He's second in the NFL only behind Jonathan Taylor, who we're going to see next week in rushing touchdowns. He's got 8. And the Packers' offense is one of only two teams in the NFL to have scored 27 points in 5 of their games. The other one, of course, the Indianapolis Colts, who, oh my God, again, you're playing next week. Steelers' rush defense was terrible against the Bengals. Mike Tomlin talked about how it was bad and it needed to be better, and then he said it was basically only 2 runs.
Mm-hmm.
Those 2 runs make a huge deal.
Right.
So if there's one area that really scares me, it's Josh Jacobs this week. I don't know what you do to slow that guy down, man.
And if you can't slow Josh Jacobs down this week, as you just said and alluded to, good luck with Jonathan Taylor. So it might be back-to-back weeks.
Mm-hmm. And back-to-back. If you can't slow down the run, what happened against Cincinnati? You couldn't get the pass rush, and then you give up 33 points. And this just in, I know Ja'Marr Chase is really good. I know T. Higgins is really, really good. This offense is better schemed with LaFleur, and it's just a better overall unit than Cincinnati's is without Joe Burrow. So if you can't stop the run, you're screwed.
Mm-hmm.
And so it pains me to say this, and I don't know that this is what I would do. I bet you we're going to see a lot of Highsmith again.
Yes.
It's going to be a Highsmith game.
Yep.
And it might have to be, if you can't stop the run, it's going to have to be a Rodgers shootout game, which, hey, it's against his former team.
Yeah.
He's made for these moments. It might make the moment if that's the case. But are they going to shut it down? No. Can you slow it down? That's going to have to be the goal because that guy's really damn good. And he hasn't played his best football either. Hooray! Another thing that worries you, and this is because of their running game, I think. Packers number one team in the league on third downs. Meanwhile, the Steelers defense has been among the worst in the league at getting off the field on third downs. The Packers lead the league in drives that move the chains or score touchdowns. The Steelers are second worst defense in the league at getting 3 and outs. Can you believe that? Second worst in the league getting 3 and outs. Dear God. Texer writes in, love the show. So does everybody. Everyone loves our station. I'm just going to keep victory lapping, baby.
I see you.
That's a great feeling.
We know what?
We putting a banner up, Harry?
We could. But I added some extra highlights in there if you wanted to end the hour with
them. Yeah, play one.
They're labeled Crowley highlights.
Oh, no.
Come on, hold on. Did you know you showed Jimmy?
I mean, I worry about someone, like, coming in here. Listen, like.
I recorded Crowley back in February because I was mad at him because he makes a lot of loud noises. And I still have those clips in there. He didn't know he was being recorded, so he was saying a bunch of nonsense.
It's actually illegal, right? Aren't we a two-party state?
You're in a booth that has communication capabilities like this, so you're not in a private space. You don't have an expectation of privacy in that booth.
Well, then I might as well play another one.
He's the fastest man who's ever been born! Oh, it's Dickie Dickerson. His penis is the second heaviest player in the league.
It's stuff like that that makes us the number one radio station in America. I wish these were labeled differently. I don't even know what I'm playing over here. Ray Fittipaldo's a weekly guest. We talk to him at 8 a.m. every single Wednesday. So he should relish the fact that he's part of this great radio station as well. We'll talk to Ray when we come back. First, Fam Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, a high of 51, low of 43, overcast. Tomorrow, 45% chance of rain.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.